I'm here with Mark McPherson, a senior manager at Audit Scotland, to talk about new reports on the finances of New College Lanarkshire and Edinburgh College. Mark, could you just explain the background to these reports?
Of course. Both of these reports come on the back of independent audits of each college's accounts. We look at all of Scotland's colleges every year. We're reporting now because the Auditor General decided that the financial position of New College Lanarkshire was concerning enough to be of public interest. The Edinburgh report follows up on reports we've produced in the last couple of years.
Okay, so what exactly do you find, maybe starting with New College Lanarkshire?
Well, with New College Lanarkshire, it was a case of building on our commentary in last year's overview of Scotland's colleges. At that time, we reported that the college's cash flow problems had been attributed to lower than expected fee income and higher than anticipated costs around national paybacking, pensions and national insurance. We've found that the college had to absorb some unexpected costs that led to it setting a tight budget. But it didn't plan effectively for all additional costs, such as staff pay rises that arose from the reintroduction of national bargaining in the college sector. It was also overly optimistic about how much income it would generate from tuition fees. This led to cash flow difficulties, and in July 2017, the college had to secure a £1.9 million advance from the Scottish Funding Council.
Okay, and in Edinburgh's case then?
In Edinburgh's case, the college has been making good progress in its plan to reduce its deficit, which now stands at £2.5 million. It also exceeded its teaching and learning target for the first time since 2012's college merger.
What then is next for both colleges, perhaps starting with Edinburgh this time?
For Edinburgh, it's about maintaining momentum. Its principal is stepping down in August this year and a new chair of the board was appointed in March. It will be important that the college continues to closely monitor its performance as it moves towards financial sustainability.
And for New College Lanarkshire?
The college is working with the Scottish Funding Council on a plan to reduce cost pressures, and it has taken steps to improve its financial reporting. The college also reduced estate and IT costs in 2016-17, and the Scottish Funding Council has agreed to fund a £1.1 million voluntary severance scheme. Both colleges are moving in the right direction, but still have some work to do. We'll be keeping their positions under review.
Mark, thank you very much. And if you want to read our reports on the colleges, you can download them from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.